Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Will, I know you told me you just finished a briefing with some staff there in Murfreesboro and Jackson County. Can you tell us the latest on flooding conditions in Murfreesboro?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do so. As of 5 a.m. this morning, the Big Muddy River was at 38.29 feet, and at 3 p.m. yesterday, the river was at the same stage, so we've seen some consistency in the water levels over the last 24 hours. The projected crest has been lowered again, which is good news, from 39.5 feet to 38.5 feet still today, but the time of the crest has been moved back to around 7 p.m. tonight. So they've lowered the crest at Murfreesboro, the National Weather Service has, and they've also moved that crest time to later this evening. And so with that lowering of the crest, it makes it much easier for us to predict and station our resources to make sure that everything continues to work properly as it should.
Sure. Is there, I know that some streets were closed yesterday by the city. Is there still flooding existing on those streets now, or were they closed as a precaution?
Everything that was closed yesterday had water on it and remains closed today. That some of the streets that people probably travel the most are Shoemaker Drive, and also we were concerned about Fifth Street, but it has not went underwater. Some of the lower portions of 3rd and 4th Street, Plum Street, those areas are still closed. Portions of roads in Riverside Park continue to be closed. But these are areas that we are expecting to flood, and the experience from 2011 helped us greatly in this particular event because we knew and had good notes and documentation on what would go underwater and in what order, and that let us prepare our resources for this event. And things have went not completely smoothly, but as smoothly as one could hope them to.
That event in 2011, what was the level of the river at its crest then? Can you refresh my memory on that?
Well, they're expecting the crest now at 38.5 feet, and the river level in 2011 was 2 feet higher than that at 40 feet and 5 inches. And so significantly higher. I remember those days. I was on the Jackson County Board at the time, and the wastewater treatment plant from Murfreesboro was at a different location, and it was experiencing some flooding. We actually had to helicopter in sandbags to the wastewater treatment plant at that time. And having the new wastewater treatment plant has diminished the amount of bases we have to cover as a city, and we're very thankful for that.
Sure. Yesterday we saw residents getting sandbags and preparing for this. Have some residents evacuated their homes in anticipation?
We have had some people in the Mobile Ranch Trailer Park who have had to find other temporary shelter, whether it be with friends or family or at Red Cross Shelter in Marion or other places in southern Illinois. There have been a number of other residents who accessed the sandbag operation at the former Kerwood facility. State Representative Terry Bryant, in coordination with myself and Jackson County officials, came together to get sand and bags, and volunteers filled thousands of sandbags there, and those were able to be used for private residences to protect their property, and we were happy to be able to put that together.
You know, one thing I really think of whenever we have flooding incidents here is your city crews. A lot of weather-related incidents or other type of emergencies that, you know, we send city workers to are kind of short-lived, you know, a few hours or a day situation. Your crews have to be tired after having dealt with this, probably starting this weekend.
They certainly are, but I tell you what, I am I'm proud of the fact that we've got, I think, a solid professional group of men and women that go to work every day for the city of Murfreesboro. And in times of trouble like these, they come through and they work together as a team and are willing to do whatever it takes, coordinate resources and get things done. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of our city workers. And I think they do a good job. And I think that at the end of this event here in a few days, we'll be able to look back, learn a few lessons, because nothing ever goes perfectly. But you're right, there are some tired folks, but that's what we get paid to do. That's what us elected officials, who frankly have the easy jobs, get paid to do. Is if we lose a couple hours of sleep, big deal. That's part of leadership.
Mayor, I know that what is the best way? I know you've been updating a website and doing some different things to get information out. What's the best way for residents to get current information from the city on this situation?
Well, there's three things that I would suggest. One, JacksonCountyEMA.com. That's JacksonCountyEMA.com. They do a great job of keeping their website up to date. Also, Murfreesboro.com. Click on the river flooding link. We keep information updated there. And specifically for Murfreesboro residents, we have a texting service. And if people want to text MurphyGov to 33222, that will enroll them in our text messaging service. And we send out updates through that directly hit people's cell phones.
Okay. Anything else that residents or folks who might be coming to Murfreesboro today need to be aware of before we go?
Well, I just think that, you know, folks need to know that we're still open for business. The Big Muddy River Bridge is open. The Old 13 Bridge is still open. And so just be careful in some of the low-lying areas and side streets. That's, of course, where we need to take the most precautions. And we'll just be looking forward to dropping water levels, and we'll continue to monitor the situation.
Okay. I also want to remind everyone, if you are a resident who needs help because of this flooding, especially help with a place to stay, I want to give you the Red Cross number. It is 314-516-2800. Again, that number, 314-516-2800. That is to contact the American Red Cross. Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens, thank you for your time this morning, and hang in there. We're thinking of you all and praying for you.
Thank you so much, Leah. Appreciate it.